meet me on the vista throne. You'll not be embarrassed at all. I won't spoil your evening, give me a call. I'll quietly hop in the hall. I'm never alone for long enough. You don't find me pretty, it's blunt. Oh, it bugs you that I gave up the ghost. I scraped off the gang, straight into the jaws of a penguin fan. She can't be healed. She can't be too pleased for fear of a man trap. Man trap so clean. In this last month watching Six Feet Under, and I never saw it first time around. I was kind of put off by about 5 minutes of one episode. I'm quite squeamish, and so was my dad. He wasn't in that episode. He didn't play the part of the gay cop, but I kind of wish he had. So I know it's 10 years since everybody saw it. Well, there's some odd parallels now in my life that happened back then. And I was talking about this to Charlotte, who's Derek's manager but looks nothing like him. Where is Charlotte? Where's the lovely Charlotte? She used to work for Warner Brothers, and she's right there. Yeah. Charlotte, where have you been? Yeah, you snuck in there. Why were we talking this? Oh yeah, so she's had dinner with my favourite character, David. Yeah, and he's straight as a die. How disappointing is that? So all month, I'm like, yeah, I've seen the light. I'm gay. I'm not, because he's straight. Let's think about that. No. So what was the preamble? What was this for?
That you were going to give me fair warning that I was going to go on tour with you and you just announced you're gay.
So yes, any drummers in the house? I'm not. Wait, listen. There's no point now trying to say I'm not, because you all think he is. Oh, God, that's like a joke. Not that it's a joke. Now, what have I started? I know who's getting his own room all tour.
This could work to buy advantage.
Anyway, me and Alan with the beards getting tied up, that'd be wrong.
Image.
But to be fair, David has got a choo-choo face.
Not as choochy as Lid's face, though. That is a choochy face. And has anybody seen her dad drumming with famous bands of the 90s? You're all, is that the guy that was in...
Genius. Captain America. Oasis.
No.
That's
okay. Come on, we all get stuck in our era. God, this is going so wrong. What happened? I'll tell you what happened, right? I'm going to tell you, this is what the preamble is, right? I am grumpy. Of course I'm grumpy. I've been in for 2 months. This is my one outing.
for the next week, apart from that tour with these gay chaps. So, and I've had lots of questions, obviously. How did you break your ankle? Right, now, some of you have heard how I broke my ankle. It's really, really dull. So, let's just put it into song to try and make it that a little bit more exciting. Okay? Who knows what might come out? So far, we've had clandestine meetings within certain sort of powerful organisations in Anstruther. Apple trees, stealing apples, all that. So that's one version. I didn't start that rumour. Martin Dibley from the pet shop did. And he told Tishy Tash, who incidentally borrowed me her wheelchair at the time when stuck in the 80s here. Whilst Robin was repairing my jeans that got cut up. You better not be filming, you can't. That stops. So we've had that version, we've had what else have we had?
The Lauderdale Roller Derby.
Oh yeah, the Lauderdale Roller Skating Team.
Yeah.
We've had that version, that's another rumour. The truth is way less exciting. Here it goes. Nice. I have to change chords every time, it's quite hard. See, this is already going a bit sinister. So we have to spin back to November 2012. Who could remember back then when I was a real boy? And I, some may say foolishly, some say otherwise, I had to dismiss myself from Fence Records for lack of aptitude. I effectively sacked myself from an 18-year job. What about that? Yeah, it's time to move on. It's time to move on! So there was I, down in the dumps, December. Well, there's always like a Christmas is coming, New Year, everything's going to be better. So, January 3rd, as soon as the Beehive opened its doors, there I was, Crail High Street, begging for a job. And it is my favourite shop, that's why I went there first, it sells everything. So my first job was to stack the energy saving light bulbs onto the top shelf in the back room on a rickety old set of steps. I swapped them for a wobbly chair, thinking, I've seen the ads. So I was reaching pretty high on a chair. Now, some of you wouldn't have to reach so high, but I have the advantage of a well-trained and flat-ended nose on which I can balance things if I need that extra inch. Ladies. But I realised I'd done a... This is the first realisation. Maybe I shouldn't have jacked in fittings quite so early in my career. I was pretty bored. I looked out the window and guess what came by on Crail High Street? You will not believe it. The Arab Emirates Travelling Circus. So I leapt off the chair. But that's not how I broke my ankle. Oh no. I followed the Travelling Circus, the AETC, all the way to the park up there that the Beef Ballers. Have their annual football match and they set up and I applied. Well, I've got a sort of mathematical history really. I applied to be a trapeze artist. Yes. I was to be the fall guy. The guy that gets it wrong and everyone goes, oh, this trick will never work because he fell. But then the real guy comes on and does it right. So I was the fall guy. I got a padded gimp suit. And I had to pad that out in certain areas. So if I'm going to be the fall guy that everybody goes, ooh, I want it to be for the right reasons. And that is, ooh. So I got my gimp suit on and put the snake down the front. The snake was actually 3 pairs of socks sewn together. Yeah. With a small crab apple stuck on the end of it. So I did my bit, slippery fingers fell onto the net, but that's not how I broke my ankle. So come February 11th, that was a Monday, pretty desperate. I heard there was to be naked mud wrestling out at the Pittman Recycling Centre. Well, I already had the 3 socks and the crab apple. I just needed to find the right pair of budgie smugglers. And a stand-in. Now, some of you are looking around this audience thinking, wow, everybody here is like a carbon copy of a famous person. Well, I am the carbon copy of a famous person. No, not Baldrick. Anne Reynolds. Look at Anne Reynolds. Right, we're both from Creole. About the same age, but I'm older, but let's say that. Same hair, washed our things, can't do a hair with it. And if we were back to back, you'd think, pickaxe. Anyway, Anne had already joined the naked mud wrestling Pittman Recycling Centre team. Right, it's more of a sort of brotherhood, but with girls. A sort of sisterhood with guys who have to pad out their budgie smugglers. Yeah. It pays really well. And I took my first night's wages into the golf, got pissed, stepped off the pavement, and broke my ankle. Songs I'm supposed to be learning for the tour, and I haven't, even though I've had lots of time. Alan, how's your EP coming on for the tour? Talking of lots of time to do things.
Finished recording it after breakfast.
Cool. Right, so a couple of new songs here. Right. Now this one's called Frontiers Not Used Enough. I might change this title. It's pretty rank, that title. And then it works as well. This is quite, it's quite humiliating, really. This. Get off!
No, lift your stool.
Lift my stool? Where did I hear that? See how quickly the set, once you've got that in your head, you think, oh, I knew it. I knew there was something about him, something good about him. Right, it's called Future Wives. Now, I've mucked this up with two times I've tried to play this. So let's make it a third.
Queen clears out.
I did think about being maybe a chef with my new life. Kinky risotto. There's only one kinky zoo. Okay, kids. Right. Bluegrass sort of style that Andy and I have. It's like chips and cheese that my brother invented. It's like the spinach and ricotta rolls that my brother invented. Andy and I invented this rhythm. Lies, lies, lies. Here's my incisor jutting smile. Loaded with the skeptical, the mirror me mine. Same coloured bowie eyes when I'm left eye blinded with your lies, lies, lies. All my life, her black eyes, 420 beach upon a fire, 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 feather fire. Back on reverb from the hallway mics, humiliating, pitching, you're so speedy to admire. You claim my songs are favourites in the discarded pile. I truly do despair for my impoverished wives. All my life, burn black eyes, 420 beats upon a fire, fire, fire. Somehow way less boring than your other guys. They're roughly half my age and doubling up my size. Some of them with hair you seem surprised. Why I might despair for all my future wives. All my life her black eyes, 420 feet upon a fire, fire, fire. Better fires. Liar, 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 careful you douse the truth in all your lies, lies, lies. Leather ties, burn black eyes, 420 beats for the fire, fire, fire. Feather fire, careful you douse the truth in all your lies. Right, that one was easier to do than the one I was going to do, which is actually called Frontiers Not Used Enough. So I had to get that one out of the way, because this is another one I muck up. Okay, goodbye then. That's one future wife left the building. Weeding them out one at a time. I think every time I sing this song, I think of Alan Ballin, who has a few future wives in this very town. And then they're just not musical yet, but and maybe they are. Hey, Alan. Anybody here work in the post office? Had a book in me, then I picked up Frontiers of the Sea. Peter used to know. Are you laughing your socks off from above? Jump straight up to write down my thoughts. I pulled the bathplug chain off the thing that the chain hangs off. Used to know. You're safe or stuck right here, wherever that might be. Writing lyrics is about all that you can hack. Just enough, no competition for me. You'll be relieved to hear. Frontier's not used enough. Runs back into my daughter. Safer stuck right here, wherever it might be. Let's face it, Casey, you don't have the knack. Writing lyrics is about all that you can hack. Just enough. Safer stuck right here, wherever it might be. Coasting now, either the hits or the hits. Hits. What hits? Tie a yellow ribbon round the old tree. It's been 10 long years. I'm looking for an HMS Jennifer song here, because now I'm going to try and sell an album what I have recorded. Let's do Third Swan by John Hopkins, and then I'll find that song. It's here somewhere. There's the only living boy in New York. That's so last year. Running on fumes? Nah. Ah, there it is, 3 ounces of breath. Right, so we're going to do a John Hopkins European hit. And then a song by HMS Jennifer, and then a song by yours truly. That's on this record what me and Sean Dooley have done for the Bolt Club in Anstruther. All proceeds are going to put new sails on the Reaper! Yeah. So if you like the sound of that, that's Sean Dooley to see. Where's Sean Dooley? There he is. Like, go wave the record about. Go be proud. It's all about pride today. There you go. And then there's a 10-inch vinyl EP that manager Charlotte knows nothing about. Nor do Domino. They know nothing about this. That we have on sale as well. And it's the first record on my new record label. Yeah, I've not been idle. You know, 2 months is a lot of brain time. A lot of Weetabix. So this is, I'm going to build this up. So this was and is going to be in the UK, but was in Europe.
Massive.
I only learned this when me Hopkins and I jetted into Poland. And there was...
yeah.
Now this is true, kind of. I'm going to twist it a little bit just so that it fits this song. We had to do an interview within minutes of landing in the Warsaw airport. I say minutes, it was an hour and a half in the traffic. And apparently we had a huge radio hit in Vienna. On Viennese radio, massive. Daytime play, constant, all the time. So Hopkins is like, wow, this Third Swan song of ours, it's the breakthrough. It's the one I waited 24 years to achieve. 14 years, four and a half years to achieve. And so we talk about the song, and Hopkins and I are all smug and da-da-da. How many times is it getting played? Oh, four times a day on Austria's version of Radio 1. Oh my God, they're famous in Austria. I knew it would happen. I've seen Searching for Sugar Man. I know this shit happens. We're bigger than Elvis in Austria. He says, yeah, it's getting to that point where this, you know, the song that gets played all the time, it's just becoming annoying in Austria. That big. It's like, wow. So are you sure Third Swan is that big? Third Swan? What's that? Hopkins leaves the room. Wasn't Third Swan. It was Doubles Underneath. You know why? Because there's one line that says something about the Viennese needing a new Santa Claus. That's all it takes. So, I mean, gratuitous naming of towns, I've really taken that on board now. Countries, continents. Oh, the African continent. Millions of people down there. All the world is song. Cause it sounds like it's from there. Yeah. So it's massive. So y'all have to treat it like this is a massive song. This is the money. This is the money shot. Andy. And this is the one you paid your all that known game money and all that stuff. It's this moment. This is it. Sunday at 25 past two. This is the moment. Now you've got to think this. I'm sick of this song. I've heard it all last summer, and it was like I was whistling it in the bath. Oh. But he's going to play it live. It's the one. Okay, and you're going to recognise it from the first chord. And you're going to go apeshit. It's going to be like a release of all the tensions that you've built up over the last 2 days. Not knowing. It's the not knowing, isn't it? That's where you get really like, oh God. Tap into the not knowing. Tap into the jealous feelings. And release on this one chord. Okay, we'll try it. If you get it. We could do it again if you don't get it. No pressure, okay. Now, I'm just gonna say one thing. Dublin, they did it way better. Just try again.
What I am.
can have your cake, but someone else will scoff. I cannot live to 95. I want to die whilst I am alive. Well, I rode shotgun with the roof down, amusement and the dance. How the vox hall bounced, King Kelly's eyes swore to me, I am a king of the world, a king of the world shot down. You hit the New Year sprinting goal, no late December wait upon your shoulders. Now you're short of me, my balance, the envy of a newborn foal. See legs knocking in the shallows. Now you're short of me, and I rode shotgun with the roof down. Amusement alley dance, how the vaults all bounce. King Gilby's head swore to. I'm a king of the world, king of the world, sure down. You can have your cake, someone else will scoff. I cannot live to 95. I want to die whilst I am alive. Right, thank you very much. For my last two songs, the encore, I'm going to play a couple of songs from the... What's it called? Sure and Steadfast. It's called Sure and Steadfast. That's the record. It's going to cost you at least 4 cups of average coffee to get that, or half a taxi fare from Anstruther to Lucas Station. That's how expensive it is.
Oh, he's so militant.
So this is a song by HMS Jennifer, who was going to be here today to pick up glasses for her mum and dad. That's her mum and dad at the bar. The Casinos! Mama Casino, I can see you. Mama Casino gave me a cup of tea on its own little bar stool. Like that. Have you all been to the charity shop? There's time.
Yeah.
Good. Anything else I need to plug?
Once again, leave me with my prey. And the trees of life that you white bar.
Thank you very much for paying your annual visit to Anstruthertown. We're very happy to see all you polite people. I hear there was not even the remotest snifter of an arrest last night. Until Gavin Brown.
He's at the back.
He's out the back. He's not out the back dealing to the youths of Anstruthertown. Sweet Gavin. Just when we've gotten away with it. I'm no Flea Falco, I'm Flea Lalbock. So Jen once said, well, Gavin, is that you going back to Falkirk tonight? I'm no Flea Falco, I'm Flea Lalbock. This is my last song Gavin. Look at that big cheeky grin. He's had a few lagers already. That only comes out with lager, that smile. Gavin is the grumpiest guy in the morning you will ever meet. Hey, Gavin. Gavin,
I need to prioritise.
It's like
Martin, you smell wonderful.
Gav said that. Gavin from Larbert. He said,
Martin, you smell wonderful.
That's why I love Gavin. So, I mean, this is a song for Doogie Paul, who some of you know was the bass player in a lot of different bands. I met him when he played electric bass in a band called Rancher. And then he sort of moved on and played double bass with the JY Trio for a long time. So, this is Carry On Dancing for him. And yeah, thank you very much for joining the AIA.
Stop there. How's that feel? Take one of us instead. Take one of us older ones instead.
Now the famous drummer from Eugenius will spin some wax.
All right.